You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back here. We are back with Todd Patton. Todd is the incoming president of the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club. They're famous for putting on Kaiocho. And we're going to talk about why he is making sure that Lauren Book is going to receive the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club 2014 Michael Shores Citizen of the Year Award. Todd, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
Now, Todd, tell me a little bit about the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club before we get into why we honor Lauren.
Sure. So let me tell you, first, 4 years ago, I joined the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club. And when I joined, I told my brother, I called him up, and I said, Andrew, I just joined this club, the Kiwanis Club. Are you familiar with them? And he said, aren't those the people that wear the old people that wear the funny hats? And I said, That's not the Kiwanis Club. That's not us today.
You mean you don't ride around in little teeny cars either, huh?
Not on the Fred Flintstone show. That's not us. So I told him, you know, the Kiwanis Club, basically our mission is to improve the quality of life of children, specifically in Miami, and underprivileged children, you know? So that's what we do. And obviously, Lauren Book, as our Citizen of the Year, there's no better choice for that.
Now, what's the difference between your Kiwanis Club and others in the Dade County area?
Yeah, there's a lot in Miami. There's over 20 in the Miami-Dade County. And our club, we have 50 members. We're the fastest growing club in Miami. And we have 50 members. And, you know, we raise money.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How long have you guys been around, and what are some of the projects you do in the community?
So we have a lot of projects. We've been around for 63 years, if you could believe that. We're celebrating our 63rd birthday next week, actually. But we do many projects in the community. I'll tell you some of the staple ones. We have a four-year scholarship that we give out to a Booker T. Washington student, and we do that every year. So we've basically prepaid, going back a couple years, for 10 scholarships. So for the next 7 years, we've done this is the third year now, for the next 7 years, we're going to have a four-year fully paid scholarship that we give. So that's one project. Another one we just recently did is Every Child is a Swimmer. So what we do is we go in downtown, Overtown, Miami, and we pay for 100 scholarships for swim lessons.
How awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. So we actually had a surprise guest, one of our honorees. We just did this about 4 months ago, and Andre Dawson showed up to the and did the ribbon cutting with us for this last one we had.
I love him. We have one tonight, a suite at the Marlins game. We're going to be hosting the ULI Young Leaders there. It's going to be awesome. But the Hawk was great. We had a little guy in the suite the other day, and he came out and walked up there in his little way he does things and autographed the kid's bat. It was absolutely beautiful. But let's talk about why you're honoring Lauren and what the gala is all about.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, those two projects, we do so many throughout the year. But, you know, the club, what the club does, it's all volunteers. And we raise money in the community, and then 100% of what we raise goes back into the community. So our biggest fundraiser is the gala.
Right.
And we have a gala once a year. And
sign me up for two tickets, for the record.
Nice. Beautiful. And every year we honor a citizen who does a lot for the community. So you mentioned Andre Dawson, and he was honored 3 years ago as our Citizen of the Year. Last year was Nat Moore.
Florida Gator, Nat Moore.
Yeah. So, and this year we're so honored to have Lauren Book as our Citizen of the Year. So it's October 25th, and it's at Jungle Island. We're expecting to pack the house with 400 plus people, and the tickets, of course, you can get online. And the money we raise from this gala goes, as I said, back into projects like these scholarships and different things. And again, our mission is to improve the quality of life of underprivileged children. So obviously, Lauren Book is a perfect fit as a Citizen of the Year.
Now, tell me, how does somebody learn more information about the program, become a sponsor? We're, by the way, proud to be affiliated with this event and with Lauren's kids. We love her and you.
Yeah, thank you. And we appreciate that. So go to BiscayneBayKiwanis.org is our website, and all the information's there. And
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the number is, what the website is, and maybe, are you accepting donations in what kind of levels? You know, $1,000, $5,000? What if somebody only, wants to get involved? How do they find you, and how do they get more involved?
Sure. You know what the biggest thing now, Jim, is for us? Of course, we have sponsors available, and they range anywhere from $2,500 and go up from there. But the really one of the things I really want to do is pack the house with people to support Lauren for this event. And you can get tickets right on our website. Again, it's BiscayneBayKiwanis.org. And a ticket for the event is $150. A table is $1,500, so that's 10 people. And we'd love to have a company come in, buy a table. Of course, sponsoring us would be great, too. But we just want to pack the house and make this night unforgettable.
It sounds terrific. Now, what's going to go on at the event? Are you going to have speeches? Networking, good networking, I would think.
I'm belly dancing. I'm going to be a belly dancer.
Well, that sounds really, really good. Are you going to be wearing a thong?
a blue one.
Oh, my God. That's way too much information. Why did you let me go down that road? Now, where's the event? The event is going to be held at Jungle Island, right?
It is. It's at Jungle Island. This is the third year now we've had it there. And, we're going to have, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have David Lawrence there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he's a past winner. It was about 15 or 20 years ago. David Lawrence.
I don't think he'd appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. I said 5 or 10.
Yeah, but Dr. Lawrence is, people don't necessarily know who he is, but he's a former, I think it was the publisher of the Miami Herald.
Of course,
and he's huge in making sure that our young people today are taken care of and protected, I've got to say it that way.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, and Lauren's really excited to have David Lawrence introduce Lauren, so that's going to be really exciting to see that. We also have Michael Putney as our MC, so that's going to be incredible having him moderate the whole thing.
Yeah, he does a great moderation. Is that really a way to say something like that? Now, people want to get sponsors. They go on your website. They call numbers. It's all about Lauren. And, what I'd like to do is just like to ask you to just take put the stuff down a second, take a look at me, and tell me why Lauren Book is important to our community. In your words, not in mine. I'll say it later.
The biggest thing that I've noticed, and I just met Lauren for the first time 4 months ago.
Okay.
But when I sat down with her, you mentioned look in your eyes. She looked me in the eyes and she said, Todd, with what you just told me and what you're doing and what the club's doing, I'm 100% behind this. Then after I got to know more about what Lauren does and what she's been doing, she's just such a sincere, honest, real person, and it's an honor to have her as our citizen.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Todd. We've had a great thing. I want to go through one more time. Todd, website. No. Todd, website, phone number, more information. Please give it at least twice slowly because there's some Jets fans out there that want to go.
All right. So our website is www.BiscayneBayKiwanis.org. And our phone number is 305-960-4641.
That was great. I think that even the New England Patriots fans could figure it out from that. Superman's going to take us away. We'll have more after this. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about what my thoughts are on commercial real estate. I promise to use the term zero gravity right back after this. Superman, take it away.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins.